My guest at this time is South Carolina Republican Congressman Joe Wilson. He represents the Palmetto State's 2nd Congressional District, and that is the state of South Carolina, which has been in the headlines for months now as ground zero in a major fight between Boeing and the National Labor Relations Board. Essentially, Boeing, which is headquartered in Washington State, which is a union state, wanted to build a major production facility in South Carolina, which is a right-to-work state, and the National Labor Relations Board tried to put the brakes on that. Now, however, the NLRB has removed its complaint since Boeing and the Machinists Union have reached a compromise, and the congressman is here to explain the significance of all this. And, sir, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, Greg, thank you, and thank you for raising this very important issue to the American people.
Well, this is a major issue for the economy of South Carolina, to say the least, as well as a major pivot point, perhaps, in the debate over right-to-work states. Let's just talk about the facts here. So this means the construction and the jobs will go forward in South Carolina. Has anything major changed from the original plan?
Well, Greg, what's truly astounding, NLRB intervened in the springtime and announced that the plant could not operate. The shocking fact is that the plant, which cost almost $750 million with 1 million square feet, had already been built. And additionally, 1,000 people had been employed. And so the NLRB, the federal government, the Obama administration, intervened to virtually shut down a plant that was existent. Many people think that what we're talking about is speculation as to the plant being built. It was built. And then, sadly, it had tremendous consequences into the congressional district I have, in that many people are going to be employed by the suppliers. In fact, up to 8,000 people would be employed in addition to the several thousand people employed at the plant. And so this is really good news that the NLRB has backed down.
What do you think was the key here? What was part of this agreement with the union, and does that impact at all what's going to happen in South Carolina?
Well, there was an agreement with the union in Washington State, but I truly believe, and I give a lot of credit to the American people expressing concern, that the federal government would intervene and try to close a plant that was certainly legally operating. And we truly had great leadership of the resident Congress member from there, Congressman Tim Scott. I was so happy to be at a government oversight and reform hearing, which was held there in Charleston, organized by Congressman Scott and Chairman Darrell Issa. I was joined by Congressman Trey Gowdy of Spartanburg. And additionally, we had our governor was president and attorney general. And so it was a real team effort of pointing out that NLRB should not and really does not have the ability to stop companies from opening new businesses.
And so the Dreamliner construction will, in fact, be taking place in your state in Charleston now.
It will be taking effect, and indeed thousands of jobs will be created in our region. In fact, a key point that has always been made, Greg, is that there were no jobs shifted from Washington State. In the same time for the 787 Dreamliner to be built in Charleston, thousands of jobs were created in Washington State. This was never a shift of jobs from Washington State to South Carolina. This was always a second line. And sadly, the message is very, very clear, and that is that if a company is located in a union state, or if they choose to locate in a union state, the federal government can intervene and block their ability from establishing their facility in any other state.
What does this say, then? Why does this impact the larger debate? Are we going to see this over and over again and then have to watch this drama play out again? Or do you think that this has been a lesson to the folks in Washington to keep a more hands-off approach?
Well, I hope that the unions now see that an overreach, the description of this has been a Roach Motel, and the overreach is that if you locate in a union state, you can't leave. And now people know that, and so that has a chilling effect on companies even locating in union states. And so I believe they see that the reverse effect of what they hoped would occur is now in place, and that is that people understand that it is a threat to existing business if you locate in a union state.
We're talking with South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson. And, Congressman, it seems like just about every reaction from a prominent Republican once this news broke was, this is great news, but it never should have happened in the first place. I assume you hold that same position. I know the House has recently passed legislation aimed at kind of keeping the reins on the NLRB. What do you see as the long-term impact in the NLRB's role here?
Well, this really has put the spotlight on the NLRB and excesses by the NLRB. The board has not just tried to stop the opening of an existing business that has been completed, but thanks to the leadership of the chairman of the Education and Workforce Committee, Congressman John Klein of Minnesota, we've passed legislation that also would limit the NLRB on regulations they're trying to impose that would actually force unionize without giving time for businesses to react. And Congressman Klein has just been very, very proactive in protecting workers' rights.
Also in reaction to this, your senior Senator Lindsey Graham has said that he's happy about this, but he's not content yet. And he says that starting in January of next year, so in less than a month, the NLRB will be down to just two people actually on the board, and they need three to get anything done. He says he's going to put a hold on any future nominations until he can get some assurances that something like this won't happen again. I know that's more of a Senate function than a House function, but what do you make of his move?
Well, this is truly part of our team, in that Senator Lindsey Graham has always been a champion for workers' rights, along with our other U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. And they will be proactive. They already have been proactive in questioning the NLRB nominees and also the other staff people at NLRB. This is just so great. It's so outrageous that the federal government would come in at a time when every community needs jobs, and they would come in to block the creation of jobs in the state of South Carolina, which has, again, a ripple effect across our state and around the country.
Congressman, any estimation on the cost that this whole ordeal eventually got to?
Well, to me, and I've thought about that too, Greg, this is outrageous. We're talking about a large company, Boeing, but this is indicative and, again, a warning to businesses not to locate in union states if the NLRB is going to interfere and stop companies from establishing second plants or third plants. This is an extraordinary cost of attorneys, public relations efforts. Fortunately, a company like Boeing could handle it, but the symbolism of this, of the overreach by NLRB, cannot be underestimated.
Well, it's certainly ending up as good news for your district and your state, sir. Thank you very much for taking time out of a very big day to talk to us about it.
Well, Greg, thank you. And it's a great day for workers' rights and for creating jobs by restraining NLRB. Thank you.
Thank you. Republican Congressman Joe Wilson, South Carolina's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.